Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey folks, we'll start the show in just 1 second, but first, successful companies know faster growth requires the right tools. If you're doing 2, 10, or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite by Oracle gives a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more, all in one place, from work, from home, anytime, anywhere. NetSuite, the number one cloud business system. Right now, get your product tour and free guide, 6 ways to run a more profitable business, at netsuite.com/voices. That's netsuite.com/voices. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Down, Mark. As you like. At Tanagra.
Our situation is similar to theirs. I understand that. But I need to know more about Darmok and Jalad. You used the words Temba, his arms wide, when you gave me the knife and the fire. Could that mean give? Temba, his arms wide. Give me more about Darmok.
Darmok on the ocean.
A metaphor for being alone, isolated.
The beast at Tanagra.
The beast? There was a creature at Tanagra. Darmok and Jalad, the beast of Tanagra. They arrived separately. They struggled together against a common foe, the beast at Tanagra. Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
Darmok and Jalad on the ocean.
Bob Zeska!
Today's Rachel Maddow Show Award for Headline Excellence goes to Bob Zeska.
The Bob Zeska Show.
Okay, I know who the beast at Tanagra is.
Cal Cascucci.
And God bless the United States.
That's the beast of Tanagra. And we're all Darmok on the ocean right now. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, March 26, 2020, and this is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com, the greatest soap ever. Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. Day 1162 of the Trump crisis, 220 days into the 2020 presidential election. And let's bring in the Goth Ninja! Oh, man. T-Rex David Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast is here. Patreon.com/TheT-Rex Report. Jody Hamilton's here, too. She's from the From the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com at sexyliberal.com, along with all of the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
We are really good at social distancing, the three of us.
I know.
Yeah,
this is
seriously.
Great.
We are good.
We're covering the Northeast, the South, and the Pacific West Coast. Somewhere
well, I'm 3,000 miles from you.
Yeah. And I'm about, what, like 1,500 miles from Georgia? So how are you... How are you guys doing? How are you maintaining your sanity so far? We are down to two rolls of paper towels left, which has now set me off on this treasure hunt for paper towels. Who would have ever thought? Plus toilet paper. The greatest country in the world. American exceptionalism. And we can't supply enough masks and ventilators for our hospitals. We can't supply enough toilet paper. It's like everyone has a butt. Right? Mm-hmm. You'd think.
This is so American, though. It's so how we're obsessed with our butts and like we feel vulnerable and we're like, oh my God, protect my ass.
Yes. You know? To the point where we're hoarding paper towels and toilet paper to protect our buttholes. That's ultimately what it comes down to. That's the thing. The great irony in all of this is that it seems to me as if the people who are fighting in the aisles, like the Black Friday wrestling matches in the aisles over the last roll of paper towels, seems to me as if those are the kinds of people who have long since abandoned their self-respect and dignity to the point of being okay with having stinky, unwiped butts, right? And it seems like... So, Goth Ninjas, how are you guys staying sane in all of this madness?
Who said I am?
I'm really like living that whole one day at a time credo thing. Like, I'm very much like, okay, I'm washing the dishes and I'm here with the dishes and the dishes are fine, you know, and now I'm watching Lucifer rerun or, you know, on Netflix and just kind of trying to keep it. I can't read. I'm so anxious that I sit down to read a book or I sit down to read like an article in the New Yorker and my mind just races and I'm just, you know, and I give it up eventually.
I thought for a second there, you're saying you can't read as if you never learned to read. But I think that's untrue.
I'm pretty sure that's untrue.
Yeah.
I think it's driving Lonnie crazier than it's driving me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a lot like Stephanie. I'm kind of a homebody. Mm-hmm. And luckily, the city, even though we're on a lockdown for almost 2 weeks now, officially, they're at least letting us go outside.
Yeah, that's true.
So I can go on a walk and I go on my, you know, I did 7.5 miles before this show and I'll finish the rest later. Yeah. And everybody that I'm, it's interesting watching the, like last Sunday, my next door neighbors have two small children and across the street, they also have two small children. They're buddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not allowed to play together.
Right.
And so they set up chairs on either side of the street with the four people, the two parents and the two kids, and they kind of had a play date across the street.
Interesting. Yeah. I've heard of things like that happening. I saw one person had like a birthday party for their kid where all of the other kids showed up and just stayed in their cars, parked out in front of the house. And so they were able to at least have a party separated by vehicles, but many of the kids were allowed to show up. So I guess people are finding ways around all of this.
Oh my God, this is fucking horrible. It just, God, society, this is the end of the world. I'm sorry. Like,
I don't know if we go that far, but
it's not that far.
I went and stood in a driveway with a friend this morning just to talk. I've been walking around the neighborhood and jogging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my neighborhood has murderous hills. So I'm getting in pretty good shape, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's
We got ready to say goodbye, and I was like, I really wanted to hug her, and I was just like, I wish I had known that I was giving my last hugs.
Well, I mean, there are dogs that I'm not petting right now because if there's one dog, his name is Bronson. He's the sweetest little basset hound, and he's very licky. And it's like I don't want to have a disease on me that you lick me and then you give it to your elderly.
Well,
humans,
Bronson has something in common with David. I mean, they're both very, very licky. If you've ever been in the same room, can't keep David off of your face. It's just the licking.
Well, come on. Some people are just delicious.
They are. Some are. That is true.
That's right. You have to.
How are you going to know unless you taste them?
It's very true.
That's right. Oh,
It's just so I'm not even petting a lot of the dogs in the neighborhood and they're like, but.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't know if it's going to transfer. I have no idea. So I don't want to risk infecting somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried that if I get it, I'm going to die. I'm probably not. So it's I'm not concerned about my own health. I'm concerned that either I have it and I don't know, or if I get it and I don't know, or you know what I mean? And I don't want to give it to somebody else. And until we have those blood tests available that let us know whether or not we have the antibodies, we don't know.
I feel like nothing's going to get back to normal until there's a vaccine. Once the vaccine is available and everyone can get it, it's easy to get. You just go to whoever you get your vaccine, even at the CVS drugstores where they give out flu shots, even something like that, where you can just go in and get the vaccine. That's when things will start to get back to a version of normal. I don't know. Much like after 9/11, we never got back to the place that we were on September 10th, 2001. And I don't know that we're ever going to get back to the way things were in 2019. I mean, my hope is at least politically, there'll be some sort of course correction here before the end of the year, specifically at the election. But in terms of our lifestyles, it seems like things have changed so drastically in terms of how our expectations are going to be wound up with the sorts of ways we interact with other people, whether it's in public or whether it's our own family members. Seems to me as if there's always going to be a little bit of that side eye. I went to the grocery store, and Kimberly and I are each trying to limit ourselves to one grocery store visit per week, where she goes I have to go, because we have, if you look at our refrigerator, the truth about our refrigerator is,
let's talk about your refrigerator.
We know about that refrigerator, don't we?
The things that it has seen.
What are in, let me see, what would be in the refrigerator that you could get at a grocery store and not at another kind of specialty shop?
Well, here, let me see if I can find a good way to describe what the inside of our refrigerator looks like. I think if you were to visit our house and you were to walk over to the refrigerator and open it up and look inside there, the first question you would ask...
The first thing you'll notice is the velvet on the wall.
And the king-size bed.
Yeah. The mirror ball.
That's right. One of those hideaway beds collapses down, you know, like the one...
A Murphy bed. Exactly,
a Murphy bed.
Like, I'm just looking for mayonnaise. Oh, my God.
The real truth is, based on what's in that refrigerator, is the first question you would ask is... Are you guys raising a baby gorilla in your apartment? Because there is so much goddamn food in there. Most of it like fruit and vegetables and all kinds of other stuff like that, where we prepare our own meals and we do all. And we've always done that. We're lucky insofar as we've always lived in self-isolation. Nothing has really changed as far as that goes. But going out,
the three of us are really lucky is that we like our partners.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is a big deal.
I was telling Ben, it was his birthday last Sunday. So sweet, but it's like, I'm sorry we didn't get to have a party or have people over, but I'm telling you, if there's one person on this planet who I would be locked in a house with at the end of the world, it's that guy.
Well, I mean, here's what I experienced the other day, getting back to the grocery store thing. Last week when I went to the grocery store, I just wore a mask. And when I walked in, I felt like a space alien, as if everyone turned to look at me. You know, like when Luke and 3PO walk into the cantina in Star Wars, and everyone goes, we don't serve their kind here. That kind of thing. That's kind of what it looked like when I stepped into the grocery store the other day with a mask on. This is last week. But, this week I went to the grocery store. And even then, even with all of that protective gear on, I still felt like I was swimming in murky water where there might be sharks. It just had that uneasy sense of, where is it? I don't know. Is it behind me? I don't know. Is it lurking up below me? I don't know. And so we get home now. Kimberly and I both, when we get home, essentially go through like a Silkwood shower kind of ordeal, all of our clothes come off into the washing machine. You know, I take a shower, she takes a shower. We just completely scrub ourselves down as if we've been contaminated, as if it's all over us. And we're not necessarily germophobes. We're just trying to be as safe as possible because, I mean, like most of us, we're all bound and determined not to get this goddamn thing. And
people are starting to figure out now that it doesn't just kill grandma and grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I killed my friend who's 52.
Right.
Lots of New York, who was in amazing shape. He was in excellent health is the crazy thing. I mean, he swam a mile 3 times a week and enjoy everyone.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the idiots in Kentucky having a coronavirus party?
Oh my God. Did they do that? Did they go and have a coronavirus and get each other infected? Is that what happened?
It was over 100 people in their 20s And they figured, let's just have like, you know, a chicken pox party, only this is not the chicken pox people. And they were idiots and they had this party. And for sure, one person right now has been tested positive. And it's like, and the Governor Beshear was like, oh my God, you stupid people.
Yeah, yeah. The phenomenal amount of stupid out there. That's one of the things that I've been
the
really
governor
hung
of Mississippi,
on.
That mm-hmm. jackhole, yeah. is not only is refusing to put out a statewide order to shelter in place, but he's yeah. overturning local municipalities' individual orders to their citizens. And that just to me is like, you're murdering people, you shithead.
Yeah, exactly.
You're uh-huh. killing your constituents to own the libs.
Yeah, to own the libs, but to also prop up this fucking rat bastard in the White House. I mean, that's the most insane thing about all of this. These are actions being taken by the Republican Party, not to save people, but right. to save their stupid idiot president. That's what's remarkable to me. Like, all of this damage that's being inflicted to prop up this unforgivable monster. They are so wound up in their wine and rage cult that they cannot see any kind of sense of reason or rationality whatsoever. And I'm talking about the leadership here. I'm not talking about
the
rank and file.
Consequences are about to come burning home when yeah. Mamaw can't get a ventilator next week
right.
in Tupelo.
Right.
It's well, going to be very real to them. Go ahead.
What's funny is like you said, they're trying to own the libs. Well, they're all going to die and then the libs will own them. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing.
You want to get rid of us? That's not happening. We're like, listening to the science. We're staying home. We're doing what we can to not spread this virus and not get sick. Mm-hmm. And they don't care. They're the ones that are going to die.
And then they're going to spread it to the smart people. And that's where we end up getting screwed because of their rank dumb fuckery is just staggering to me. I mean, that's what's worsened this whole thing, is the dumb fuckery has worsened this whole thing from the beginning.
Well, did you hear Trump saying yesterday he was going to get some planes and bombs and missiles to work on the...
What? Well, the thing is had Trump done his job,
yeah.
which isn't that difficult because it is up to local communities and everything, we just need the money and the help to come in from... up above, right?
Yeah.
All he had to do was his fucking job.
Right.
And if he had done that, guess what? He would have been reelected in a landslide in November.
And I have a series of stories here all about how the Trump administration, and these are news stories. This is not having anything to do with the breaking up of the pandemic response team or anything right. like that. These are brand new stories about Trump's incompetence. And I got to tell you, I am 1000% with Charlie Pierce on this and other people who are saying that there needs to be a truth commission to sort out all of this yep. bungling. And as Charlie Pierce says here, bungling and temporizing and malfeasance that's been such a big part of this administration's response mm-hmm. to the pandemic. This guy cannot be allowed to leave office whenever that might be and then waltz his way onto Dancing with the Stars and all of this other reality show bullshit that he probably has lined up, probably buying the OAN network and turning it into Trump TV. This is shit that cannot happen. If Donald Trump isn't going through an indictment and prosecution 1 year from right now, something mm-hmm. is seriously fucked up out there. And so yeah. we also, in addition to making sure he loses in November, we also have to make sure that this unbridled nincompoopery that we've mm-hmm. been experiencing for at least the last 3 months, if not the last 3+ years, has to be rebottled, has to be stowed away and locked away forever. We have to make America think again. And that is the only thing that is going to save us from the next serious pandemic or some mm-hmm. other cataclysm that is going to collapse in our laps. We don't even know what that'll be. But what we do know is we can no longer have incompetent leadership. We can no longer have game show hosts and reality show divas suddenly becoming, you know, political.
The most powerful people on the planet.
Exactly, right. They cannot yeah. be gifted the nuclear codes and all the rest of it. It's blindingly dumb to be that frivolous with our votes. And again, I can't help but to go back to the 62 million people who said, "Yeah, fuck it. What's the worst that could happen with, you know, Mr. Game Show Trump Stakes in the fucking White House?" Oh my God.
It's a failure of the imagination that yeah. happens with conservatives again and yeah. again and again. It reminds me of like fish in a tank being like, "Let's take out this filter mm-hmm. in this aquarium. You know, what do we need it for, really?
Yeah.
You know, what's the worst that could happen?" And it's just
right. Right. Well, let's start with some of these stories here. I mean, first of all, the Trump administration fired more than 2/3 of the staff working at key U.S. public health agencies operating in China leading up to the coronavirus outbreak. The staff at the Beijing office of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was slashed from roughly 47 people to just 14 people since Trump took office. The CDC has worked in China for the last 30 years, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. That office in Beijing is a shell of its former self, said one U.S. official who worked in China during the drawdown. Meanwhile, the Trump administration ignored a White House playbook that was created in 2016 mm-hmm. to help fight against a potential pandemic. 69-page National Security Council playbook lays out several strategies and recommendations that an administration should take, including moving swiftly to fully detect potential outbreaks and so on. And this was ignored. This is the thing that Donald Trump's going around saying, it was a broken system, everything was screwed up until I came in. He has no basis for that. I'd like to hear one person, one of these reporters in the White House press room say, what specifically was broken, Mr. President? Why are you saying that this thing was broken when you took office? Oh, that's right. You're just saying it because you're an incompetent boob who is killing people with your dumbness. That's why he's not.
Did you and Buzz talk about the people in Arizona that took the fish food or the fish medicine?
Oh, well, that's an evergreen story. We can talk about that on every show because you want a great example of dumbness. There it is.
Just if people didn't know that a couple of Trump fans in whatever one of the big square stupid states.
Sorry, listeners in the square stupid states.
Oh, they know they're there. Just like I know that I'm in a nice little blue dot in a big red pool of ignorance.
I guess what would Georgia be? Like a rhombus or a...
It's always kind of looked like the front of an 18-wheeler to me. But,
trapezoid? Okay. So as you were saying, the square stupid states?
Oh, there's these two people I heard... Trump talking about the quinine, like the
quinine,
you know, had been somewhat effective against malaria and certain death, but could cause coronary arrest and all kinds of serious health issues. Yeah. And they just happened to have some around the house because they used to have some koi that got parasites. Mm-hmm. And this is something you give to fish when they.
Oh my God!
Guy died.
The husband died.
Yeah, he died.
And I'm just.
Yeah,
it's because we always wondered, like, why? What's going to happen when the Tea Party or Trump or whoever says, you know what, we should all drink gasoline because that's going to make us run faster and jump higher.
I'm afraid that at any moment he's going to say, put Brondo on the pandemic. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do, because then we'll be at full 1,000% idiocracy at that point. Go get yourself some Gatorade because the electrolytes will kill the coronavirus. That is just a matter of days away. I mean, if they're already saying, hey, grandma, go outside and kill yourself for the war. If they're at that place, they're going to be at Brondo.
Fucking Glenn Beck is like, I'd rather die than tank the economy. I'm like, Glenn, I'm holding you to that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm praying in Glenn's case for both.
Well, here's the real barometer as to how much they really believe that shit. When Donald Trump starts doing rallies again, that'll give you an impression of when it's really time to go outside, because he's not going to fucking do that. I mean, as I said the other day, when Dr. Birx announced in the press room on Monday that she had a bit of a stomach bug on Saturday, oh my God, Trump was just like right out the door. Yeah. I mean, he couldn't get away from her fast enough. So this guy is just as terrified as all the rest of us. He's just not showing it. He's got to bullshit his way through all of this. But meanwhile...
Did anyone but me hear Church is Full at Easter and think Mask of the Red Death? Or
no,
like,
shit.
I mean,
Jesus, yeah.
You know, like that scene in The Plague by Albert Camus where everyone's dead in the church. Yeah, it just... Yeah.
You know, the math on this, conservatively, if 2 million people die, that's only... It's not even 2% of the population. That's like 1% of the, a little less than 1% of the population. And that's 2 million people dying.
Well, that's what the thing, the red hats, the people who are downplaying all of this shit, they just don't understand the parameters of all of this. I mean, one of the main things that's driving me up a fucking wall is, well, this is just like the flu. I mean, Biff gets up there every fucking day on the Trump show and says, just like the flu, there were more flu deaths. And what they don't understand is that, first of all, there is a vaccine for the flu. Second of all, there are people with, and lots of people, with a natural immunity to the flu, or an immunity that they've built up. Then, on top of all of that, there are, or were, enough hospital facilities to care for people with the flu. There are not enough hospital facilities, nor is there enough hospital equipment to be able to deal with the gigantic glut of people who are sick today, much less 2 weeks from now. And then on top of that, no one has an immunity to the coronavirus. No one has an immunity to COVID-19.
Okay. I know somebody has it right now with her daughter, and they still don't have the results. They took them 6 days to even get tested.
Yeah.
And her daughter is immunocompromised. I don't know what exactly. Arthritis. I think she has rheumatoid arthritis or something. And so they're sick. Their fevers have broken, but they still don't know whether or not they had it.
Okay, so let me tell you about Albany, Georgia, which is the hot spot in my state.
Okay, let's hear about it.
There was a massive funeral last weekend. No, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. One person came down from Atlanta and infected 200 people or something like that one funeral. And then there was another unrelated funeral in the same space, the same event space, like the church or whatever. And all and dozens of those people are sick, and like four people have died.
Yeah.
And there is just a blazing out of control bonfire of infections in Albany, Georgia, of all places.
Yeah.
Because it's that virulent and it's that, I mean, and like, I mean, four people are dead.
Yeah.
And that the flu doesn't do that.
No.
Not like that. Not in a matter of 2 weeks.
I know of at least two listeners of this show who have it. Rob Myers and Justine. I don't know if she wants me to mention her whole name, but she's also got COVID-19. She's out on the West Coast. So lots more to talk about this. And it's all, I believe, it's all made vastly worse by the way Americans over the last, especially the last two decades, have just begun to champion dumbness. Where it's been pandered to, it's been justified as being folksy and American and something of value to just be completely fucking pig ignorant of everything. It's patriotic in many ways. That's what so many people are being told. And so therefore, it's dumb people getting their hands on the levers of power that has worsened this pandemic in so many different ways. All right, we're going to come back to that in just a second. But first, successful companies know faster growth requires the right tools. If you're doing 2, 10, or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite by Oracle gives a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more, all in one place. From work, from home, which is especially important now, anytime, anywhere, NetSuite, the number one cloud business system. Right now, get your product tour and free guide, 6 ways to run a more profitable business at netsuite.com/voices. Again, that is netsuite.com/voices.
It is shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. Let me share a true story. Deborah learned that brutal lesson when thieves found the title to her home online. Then they forged the documents to appear she sold her home, but she hadn't. Then they borrowed thousands using her home's equity. Deborah didn't know she was a victim until foreclosure notices arrived and an eviction notice followed. She spent a fortune trying to get her home back. The crime is home title fraud, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. The best advice for avoiding a title fraud nightmare is to protect your home with Home Title Lock. And no, neither your homeowner's insurance nor bank protects you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock does. So first things first, find out if you're already a victim of home title fraud. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com and enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
The Bob Seska Show.
Option Y and a song called Gold Log. Again, that's
Gold Log from Step On No Pets. That's the name of the album. Everything is spelled the same forward and backward, with option wide. Was that a palindrome? Is that what it's called? Same way?
Yes, it is.
Backward? Okay, yeah, great. BobSeska.com if you want to submit your music. Hey, there's nothing better to do, so why not do that? Make sure to support all of our independent bands, too, by clicking on the podcast page at BobSeska.com and clicking on the links to buy and support all of our favorite indie bands here on the show. Thank you so much. Hey, on a happy note, happy birthday, happy 80th birthday to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Madam Speaker.
Hey.
Yeah, I gotta play this clip, and it's a weird time to play a clip from George W. Bush. But just by way of contrast, everyone knows how I feel about George W. Bush. I think you guys feel about the same way about George W. Bush as I do, generally speaking. But when contrasted with the fucking shit monster in the White House, this guy, George W. Bush, seems so much more presidential in just about every way. This was George W. Bush during his very first State of the Union address in 2007. It was not his first, but it was the first one when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. This is after the 2006 election when George W. Bush and the Republicans got creamed. And listen to the magnanimity with which George W. Bush pays tribute to Nancy Pelosi at the very beginning of his State of the Union address.
And tonight I have the high privilege and distinct honor of my own as the first president to begin the State of the Union message with these words, Madam Speaker.
Yeah. I'm going to let this applause play out in real time, just to give you a sense. This is the entire joint session applauding.
Okay, 2007. I'm just going to go cry for the rest of the show. You guys have fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be crying too. Bye.
Wait, there's more. There's more.
In his day, the late Congressman Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. from Baltimore, Maryland, saw Presidents Roosevelt and Truman at this rostrum. But nothing could compare with the sight of his only daughter, Nancy, presiding tonight as Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Madam Speaker. Congratulations.
Wow.
You will never, ever hear that tiny, brittle, fragile, baby-diapered man in the White House ever saying anything like that. No matter how bad things get, he will never, ever, 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 ever say that. And you know what? People love him for it.
It's a fucking death cult. It's insane.
It is a death cult.
They're out there like drinking the Kool-Aid, you know,
yeah.
in Mississippi, going to the movies, going to the bars, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, along these lines, Ken Olin wrote this on Twitter about George Bush. He said, George Bush hesitated for 7 minutes, 7 minutes on 9/11. It was his first year in office, and he was with children at the time. Donald Trump did nothing for 7 weeks when he was informed about COVID-19. It was his fourth year in office, and he was with experts. Trump chose to ignore the threat. That is unforgivable. That is unforgivable. That's one of the myriad reasons why George W. Bush, for all of his fuckery, is so much better than Donald Trump. And this is, I feel like I'm stating the obvious, but it's sometimes important to remind ourselves what real leadership actually looked like. And
yeah, let's not get too cozy with leadership.
I know.
Bush. I mean, leadership is a stretch for him. He kind of was just sort of following things around, really. But
yeah.
Well, he also, though, to me, the biggest difference between those two people is George Bush has empathy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, Trump's a sociopath and George Bush isn't.
Right. And now, you know, when George W. Bush would talk, I would yell at the TV like I yell at the TV now with Donald Trump, except it's a different kind of yelling. In fact, you know what? Speaking of that, David, we have a new, I know you love the Shut Up, the Skyler White Breaking Bad, Anna Gunn, yes, Shut Up.
Shut up.
This thing.
Hey. Shut the hell up.
This is
Shut Skyler.
Up. Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I think we found the clip that was kind of based on. And I don't know if
sort
it was
a salute to.
Yeah, I don't know if it actually was based on this, but it's very similar. Philip Seymour Hoffman, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, in the movie Punch Drunk Love by Paul Thomas Anderson, had a similar shut up moment. And we've now added that. I now have this button.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
All right, yes. Take
shut
up! For Trump.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Yeah. Now!
That is 1,000% me talking to the television.
That's so primal.
Yeah,
I
when
like
he's
it.
On.
The amazing. The Skyler, the screaminess of it is part of what appeals to me, that it just, like, there's blood and guts flying through the air at that point.
Let's play them both at the same time, because I think they have a similar rhythm. Here's the.
Imagine each of them standing on either side of a chair that Donald Trump is tied to with a gag, a bar gag.
Perfect. Yes, here we go.
Shut up!
Shut the hell up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Now!
It's beautiful.
That was fantastic. Oh my God, I love that.
I think we just need to make that a regular feature, just to spotlight and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That was fantastic.
So when he starts going off about fake news in the middle of a global crisis.
Shut up! 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 Now!
God, they crescendo right at the same time.
Yes, they do. They do. And
I have to wonder if he's making a reference to Anthrax.
Maybe.
Do you remember that song, the rap song they did, where it's like the break of shut up? Like,
maybe.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Some Anthrax fan out there just perked up.
Yes, the band Anthrax,
not the. Oh God forbid we should get that at the same time. Can you imagine? Like, in the middle of the pandemic, Britain gets hoof and mouth again. So,
The other news here going on today is we are now in a bagel. The chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, declared that we are officially now in what they call it on the West Wing, a bagel, which means the R word, recession. We're now in a recession. Right. Jobless claims soar past 3 million to
That's the people that could actually apply. Imagine the millions
This is going to break the economic engines of the planet. Period.
Well, my hope is that it won't come to that. I mean, I'm really looking at this $2 trillion stimulus as the beginning, as the first
step
toward recovering here. But the one thing that we're really going to have to wrap our heads around for the long term, I mean, I'm talking about years from now, is just the gigantic budget deficit. And all of a sudden, as soon as there's a Democratic president pleading poverty and austerity coming from the Republican Party, the party that's passing this $2 trillion stimulus, as well as all of the stimulus packages that will surely follow this. Because I can guarantee you, stock market's doing really well today as far as its reaction to the... because I think the Senate passed the legislation
today.
They
did.
Yeah.
Ugly jackets are happy.
But that just shows you that they don't care about jobs numbers because it should have tanked once those job numbers came out today. Yeah. Instead, they went up because they're all getting bailed out and the rest of us aren't.
Right. Well, what's going to happen is once the glow of this legislation wears off in a few days, the stock market's going to collapse again. I mean, I just don't see...
What's up with these checks? They're borrowing against next year's tax returns? What's going on with
that? Well, there was a piece of legislation where... And I'm not sure if it's changed since then, but I did read at some point that if you make more than $75,000 a year... you'll have to repay your check over 3 years. You'll have to repay that money. And so I'm not sure if
the Republicans were holding something up because it was being too generous to low-wage workers.
Oh, it was adding another $600 for your unemployment insurance or some shit. And it's like, oh, yes, because people are really going to live high on the dole on $600 extra dollars a month.
When Lindsey Graham's like, it shouldn't be built more profitable not to work than to work.
Oh, fuck him.
And I'm just like, ugh. Yeah. When did you actually ever do any work, you little putz?
No. He doesn't work. They have more time off than anybody else on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. And isn't there a loophole? There's a part of the legislation that's going to make sure Trump and Trump's family can't benefit from this stimulus.
Ah, but they can. Apparently, It depends on how much stock they own in something and how big a shareholder they are. And he's going to game this, and he's going to take the fucking money and his fucking stupid follow. I'm so angry. exactly.
We're at that
stage.
I have
never said fuck so much in my life.
Fuck him.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, his fucking followers fucking piss me off because they're not fucking paying attention to reality.
I love Angry Jody. I mean,
oh man, yeah. That was intense.
I needed that. Oh man, yeah. Whew. I need a cigarette. Where? Shit, I don't even smoke anymore.
Neither do I. Neither does David. Oh well.
God, they have been calling my name though. I've been wanting a cigarette so bad.
Oh,
resist.
And I just have to keep reminding myself that it will make my chest feel funky and nasty, and that's
and
like
also it'll make you more receptive to the COVID-19. So that's another thing not to do.
Yeah, you got to resist that urge, man. That is the one thing. I have nightmares in which I start smoking again, and I wake up in a cold sweat, going, "Oh my God, what the fuck?" And it's because I don't ever want to ever touch another fucking cigarette because they're.
Oh God, right. I have nightmares. That I mean, I have dreams that I'm smoking, and I wake up before the cigarette's done. And I'm like, damn it! Like, before I had a chance to
you actually
it
like
out.
It. You know, I was on Fugelsang's show last night, and we were talking extensively about how it's possible that Trump will resign. I mean, John and I have been absolutely on the same page with this idea that before the election, before the November election, Trump will resign. If it looks like he is going to be humiliated in the election,
right.
If this gets to the point where it's just looking inescapably bad for him through his eyes, through his crazy, crazy fucking eyes, if he sees this at a point where he can't use all of his dark arts to get out of it, that he's just going to say, okay, you know what? I give up. Mike Pence can have all of this. And then Mike, it's entirely possible. Again, who could have predicted that this fucking cult of weirdos and dumb stupids would decide, holy shit, go outside, grandma, get the coronavirus, because we have to save the Dow Jones Industrial Average for Donald Trump. That is just absolute bad. No one predicted that. No one could have thought that they would go down that stupid, stupid fucking road. But here we are. So the possibility.
Talking about his dark arts, I was telling Ben last night, I was like, the thing is, his A-line of players is all in prison now.
Yeah,
Manafort,
yeah.
Cohen, Roger Stone, everyone's either like in prison or waiting to go. So
yeah. Well, I don't know, you see Sean Spicer was back in the press room the other day. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. And you know what?
Which side?
You know what was crazy about that? He sat in the back of the press room, the back row of seats, and Trump went to him for a question and didn't even say.
Who hired him?
He was hired by the White House. That's the insane thing. Sean Spicer and Cantina alien Reince Priebus were both hired to work in the White House again. They're not working in their old jobs. They're working on some other committee inside the White House. But then Sean Spicer turned up at one of the Trump shows, which, thank God, CNN and NBC.
So that's
NBC
your job now is to go be like fluffers in the press room?
Yeah, but the crazy thing is Trump went to him for a question and didn't even acknowledge that he was Sean Spicer and that he used to work in that press room. And it was just the most bizarre moment. So I sometimes I feel like, Howard Beale screaming on Twitter, like, doesn't anybody know he works at the White House? Why aren't they telling us? It's just, oh my God, the madness of all of this. Sean Spicer asking Trump a question during a press conference, and he's treated just like he's just another member of the press. Let's go to that guy, whoever that guy is. What's your question, sir? As if no one knew, and as if he didn't work for Trump.
It's so Soviet.
Yeah, very much.
We're so
very
down
Soviet.
the dictatorship rabbit hole at this point.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, NBC and CNN producers say they're done airing the Trump show every day.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Round of applause.
He's just sitting there lying. It actually hurts people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, among other horrible things that are happening during these shows, including the fact that we're back at the 2016 thing where we show the empty podium for half an hour, 45 minutes before he ever steps up to it. I mean, that's what helped get him elected in 2016.
Exactly.
And up until recently, that's where we were for basically the first week of Trump shows every day. But as I said, NBC and CNN, they're only going to jump in
When doctors are talking?
Yeah. Well, it says here, according to the Daily Beast, we might take it from the top and then cut away after the first lie and then return when the lies stop. So,
wow.
he'll at least get one lie out. So the only solution to this, and I'm at least giving them some credit for going this far, but they need to stop airing them at all and then just do a clip package after the fact of whatever details are spoken. Yes, Fauci stuff. Things that are coming from a place of expertise and not coming from one of Donald Trump's shadow people hallucinations because of all the Sudafed. I mean, we need just the facts, and we don't need a two-hour Trump commercial breaking in across all of the networks every day. That's just going to be a disaster for the United States. And maybe that's why Donald Trump is doing okay in the polls right now, which is another thing.
Because he's lying. I mean, he's saying over and over, we've tested more people than anyone else in the world. And that is absolute garbage. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. South Korea tests more people in a day than we've tested in a total. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah.
Well, if you get up there and you get to lie... Yeah, your popularity numbers are going to go up because you're telling people things that make them feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not true.
Right. Well, meanwhile, what we're getting behind the scenes, as everyone's distracted with all of this, did you guys see this story? The Justice Department has asked Congress for extraordinary powers, including the suspension of habeas.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's fucking stupid.
It's insane. And they're never going to get it because of the Democratic House. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Were they able to Did they slip it into this? Because, members of Congress will not have time to read all, whatever it is, 1,800 pages of this stimulus bill to weed out anything like this. But I assume...
Well, sure they do. If 18 people each read 100 pages, they can do a book report on those 100 pages.
See, now, there you go, being rational and sane again, Jody.
And
we know that's not happening in Washington right now.
No, I mean, it's if they better not slide that in, first off. And secondly, Los Angeles County just released thousands of nonviolent criminals that only had less than a month left on their terms just so that they won't help spread a disease in prison.
Good. Yeah, yeah. That was a good move.
And that was, I think the state is doing it too. I'm not 100%, but I know LA County did. And I'm like, good.
Well, documents reviewed by Politico detail the department's request to lawmakers on a host of topics, including the statute of limitations, asylum, and the way court hearings are conducted. Politico also reviewed and previously reported on documents seeking the authority to extend deadlines on merger reviews and prosecutions. So one of the things is they want to be able to give judges the ability to detain suspects indefinitely. That's one of the things. But this is not going to happen. The Congress will never allow this. At least the Democrats in Congress will not allow this. Once again, thank God for everyone who turned up and flooded the polling places in 2018 to give us that Democratic House. Because I can't even imagine where we'd be right now if Congress was still, Republican on both chambers. That would be
a Freedom Caucus.
Talk about a fucking nightmare. If Kevin McCarthy was the Speaker of the House, can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Jesus. So
I'm trying to imagine, what's going to be the story in Mississippi in 2 weeks?
I mean, I think we have to assume the worst because of the leadership there and the leadership in the White House that's running this. I mean, I don't think they're certainly not going to do anything to mitigate the problem. I mean, other than to make it worse with some sort of ass backwards logic to make it better, let's get
give them a tax cut.
Yeah, it's basically the chicken pox party kind of thing again that they're doing in Kentucky. The dumb stupids doing all this shit to try to get themselves infected so maybe they'll build up an immunity, bullshit bro science kind of. Who knows how?
Well, Louisiana, I mean, they were doing Mardi Gras before we started even remotely trying to mitigate this. And so everybody left New Orleans or everybody in New Orleans, they're kind of, there are a lot of bodily fluids exchanged at Mardi Gras.
Exactly.
And so that's going to be a hot spot soon.
It is a hot spot. New Orleans is nuts.
Absolutely. And
it's
then
already crazy.
Stupid motherfuckers in Florida on spring fucking break.
This is so great. I'm so mad. I so seldom get to hear you just rave out, just lay in, like, teeth showing. It's so great.
Tony, I'm really enjoying it, actually, yeah.
Me too. Like,
it's the Irish in me. It's the middle child Irish Capricorn motherfucking pissed off person.
Oh, you're getting your Irish right up. Okay, well, now yeah. I get it. Now I understand. It's the Irish
okay,
thing.
Okay, Jan.
All right.
So pretend that, like, you're standing here and, like, you could speak to one of those spring breakers who was out there on looking, like, all wasted on the sand last week. What would you tell that kid now?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, you motherfucking piece of motherfucker. I'm going to get fucking De Niro on their fucking asses, you fucking piece of shit. I hope your fucking parents don't let you in the fucking house. You have to sleep in a fucking tent in your fucking front yard for the next 3 fucking weeks, and I don't care if it's raining, fuckers.
I don't even know what that meant.
Wow, I feel like my mom's alive again. And I'm 16 and I just did something really bad.
Oh, that was great.
Well, that was some weird shit.
That wasn't weird. Yeah, it was
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was cathartic.
Oh, shit. Okay, so these are some of the things we got to keep an eye on here as we're all dealing with this shit. And that is these slippery motherfuckers trying to get away with all kinds of stuff behind the scenes. As I was talking about the DOJ asking Congress for powers to suspend habeas and all that bullshit, which is what I thought Bill Barr was going to talk about the other day during the Trump show, but he didn't mention it. But meanwhile,
what was he there for?
He was there
I'm just sitting there watching him looking like he's praying that COVID-19 would take him before he had to speak.
Yeah, he just looked like a bag of skin, didn't he? He just looked like a burlap sack hanging off the wall. Like there was a peg on the wall and they hung a burlap sack off of that peg. That was the attorney.
Isn't he one of the people that made all this money by dumping all his stock right before all this shit hit the fan?
I don't know if it's Bill Barr, but I certainly know it was Richard Burr. Maybe you're thinking of Richard Burr. It was Burr and a few others. Jim Inhofe, I think, was another one. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course they did that. Meanwhile, Texas and Ohio have banned abortions as non-essential. So these are the kind of things we need to keep an eye on, because while they may lift that ban, the question is when? When does this open up and everything go back to, at least statutes like this, go back to normal? When does that happen? I don't know. But also, on top of that, your state, David, and Louisiana have postponed their primaries. If you noticed, there wasn't a primary in Georgia on Tuesday.
Well, actually, I've talked to people in the Democratic Party here, and they're working on getting mail-in ballots for people.
Good. Yay!
Well, I hope that happens. Because they have said
Stacey Abrams is on the case.
Well, that's quite a relief, because my concern is that they've rescheduled these elections. Louisiana, I think, is rescheduled for April 4. I think that's the new date. I'm trying to see here when the Georgia election is going
to
happen.
Moved to like May.
Yeah, 2 months. I think it's going to be pushed back to June 4th. It was May 4th, and I think they pushed it 2 months to June 4th. You may want to look for the specific date on that. But these are the little things that we need to watch out for behind the scenes, because it doesn't take a whole lot for us to be, looking the other way, you know, when there's a global pandemic and a financial meltdown and plus a Trump crisis going on all at the same time. We're all looking the other way, and they try to pickpocket us, you know, as we're distracted. And that's something we need to keep an eye out on.
You know who's doing a great job is Governor Cuomo. I've got
absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk about being the grown up in the room. And like the day that Fauci wasn't with the president's delegation on TV, he was with Cuomo.
Oh right.
I kind of almost wish it wasn't too late to throw his hat in the ring for the presidential race.
Never say never. Never say never. I don't know that he's going to do it to try to undermine Joe Biden. If he did anything, it would only be if Joe Biden decided to, for whatever reason, to step down and not receive the... And then what would happen is I think Biden would ask his delegates to support Andrew Cuomo in some sort of backroom DNC kind of deal. But I mean, so that's like a remote possibility. We need to basically resign ourselves to knowing that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. And then
they're always telling me the whole reason that they never put Cuomo up for like big national stuff is because he's not quote unquote likable, not relatable.
Yeah.
But you know, when I watch him doing these pressers and he's saying, you know, I don't need 400 ventilators. I need 30,000 ventilators. So you can pick who gets to die. And I'm just like, you know, that's not likable, but he makes me feel safer.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't need likable right now. I don't need a likable yet.
Yeah.
In a position of authority right now during a fucking pandemic. I need someone who thinks fast and is really smart. And I don't care if they're, you know, really good at making cookies or whatever. It's like they.
you don't care if you can have a beer with Andrew Cuomo. But he is an immensely smart guy. And that's one of the reasons we need to recalibrate the kind of national leaders we support. We need to recalibrate to people who are smart, people who are competent, people who are experienced, not people we want to have a beer with, not people who think they're just like us. And Donald Trump is nothing like the people who support him. Nothing like them, other than the biases he pretends.
Other than the hatefulness,
yeah, the bigotry that, you know, he has naturally that, you know, spans the entire red hat continuum. That's the thing. And so we need to look more toward leaders who can be competent, like Andrew Cuomo, and who might not be the nicest guy in the world, but who, you know, knows how to get the fucking job done. Let's take one last break and then come back. And a couple more things I want to wrap up here as far as more Trump incompetence right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska!
This is Quiver, one of my favorites, a song called Mango, link in the description. Okay, getting back into this here. So the Trump administration is holding up a joint declaration, a resolution on the coronavirus, because they're insisting that the UN Security Council and other G7 leaders refer to the pandemic as the Wuhan virus. That's why they're holding up this UN resolution, because they're insisting on having the racist name for the thing. So
it's like we can't even collapse on ourselves in peace. We have to still be dicks to the rest of the world.
The worst possible the worst possible president at the worst possible time. That I think is the best way to describe where we are with our leadership in Washington right now, at least at the White House. And speaking of the White House, Trump's cabinet pastor blamed the outbreak of the coronavirus, you're going to love this, David, on
I've seen this. I know this story.
Homosexuals. On the gays and the environmentalists. Ralph Drollinger wrote in a blog post that the U.S. is, quote, experiencing the consequential wrath of God because the forsaken, which includes environmentalists and members of the LGBTQIA+ community, have given over to their degrading passions. Betsy DeVos, Mike Pompeo, Ben Carson, and Rick Perry all attend Drollinger's Bible study sessions. That last part, especially.
God, if I had a hammer, I would hammer in the morning. I can't even believe they're still around. You would think that after Jerry Falwell blamed 9/11 on lesbians and witchcraft, that you know that this kind of viewpoint would get discounted, especially when, like, you know, hurricanes keep hitting the cousin fucker states down there in the Gulf, and it's just so like,
You know, speaking of Falwell, did you notice he was going to open Liberty University for classes again this week?
Well, this is Falwell. You're talking about Falwell Jr. I'm talking about the original Pumpkinhead.
Oh, the original Pumpkinhead.
But you're down to the, like, Falwell Light.
Junior, the copy of a copy, is the guy who wanted to reopen Liberty University. And Ralph Northam, who, by the way, as far as the Democratic Party goes, one of the biggest nitwits in the Democratic Party. I just wanted to add that. Ralph Northam stopped him from doing it, which is the sane move, of course, because all these students are going to go in, they're all going to get sick, and then they're all going to flood it to their family members and friends elsewhere. And so that's why this shit has to fucking stop. And that's why I'm going to make this prediction now. That Donald Trump will not let people go and roam around after Easter or whatever that date will be. He'll get up to maybe a week before Easter, and then suddenly it'll be, did I say Easter? No, I meant Memorial Day. It's going to be Memorial Day. That's when everyone can go and do their barbecue. And
well, I hope so. I mean, I hope so, because it's clearly not going to be okay. And this whole talk of, like, we're going to open up areas of the country that are – it's like, no, because, you know, the virus isn't spreading fast enough there yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to open that fucking area of the country so we can – I'm just –
the worst possible president at the worst possible time. That's really.
And the thing is, he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. All he cares about right now is getting reelected and blaming anyone who's concerned about the virus for trying to get him to lose the election. That's the other. Right. That's the new thing now. If you're talking about, you know, things like worst case scenarios or even the scientific assessment of where this is going, then all you're doing is just campaigning against Trump. You're just trying to make Trump look bad, because it's all about Trump and his poopy diaper and his stupid hair and his stupid clown makeup and his stupid poorly fitting suits, standing up there like a fucking moron while the world collapses around him. We're now, by the way, we're now on target to top China in terms of the total number of cases.
Oh, we're going to surpass them by the end of next week. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw something on...
No, this is going to be a fucking burning house in about 10 days. And
oh, yeah.
I just...
Yeah.
What I can't believe that people are just not... It's like, I need you to think a week into the future for once in your fucking life, people. Yeah. Like, look past the end of your nose for just a split second. And I...
Well, yeah, I mean, Los Angeles is pretty much figuring we're going to be on this lockdown that we've been on now for 2 weeks through May.
And even then, I mean, do you really foresee after May just going back to how we acted before? I mean, I'm going to be looking over my shoulder in a figurative way.
Yeah, until everybody's getting, until we are able to walk into our doctor's office and get tested.
Get the vaccine,
And then we can get a vaccine going. Until we all know who's got it and where it is, and that's what we should have been doing to begin with, because then the entire city of Los Angeles and the entire city of New York would not have to have been put on lockdown. They would have locked down the hot spots, and that way restaurants would be open, movie theaters would be open, people would be able to go to their jobs. It would just be in a certain smaller area. Boom, get that quarantine, get them fixed, and then the hospitals wouldn't be overwhelmed. And this is where I'm going to start yelling again, so I'm going to be quiet.
The thing that scares me is they're talking about, like, if you do get sick, that you should be taken out of the home, and, you know, so that you don't infect your family members.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to imagine, like, being like, okay, Ben, I'm going to go and sit in some state park somewhere. And
A friend of mine's a nurse, and her husband is immunocompromised. He had this horrible thing for years, and they finally have it under control. And so I emailed her, because she works in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed her and I said, look, Lori, if you feel symptomatic or you get tested and you come positive, come and stay with Lonnie and me.
Yeah.
Because Stevie can't afford to get sick.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are having to make tough decisions. I mean, the heartbreaking photos of people, you know, holding signs up on the other side of a window after being infected on the inside, and they can't, you know, just
Is you die by yourself for this, because your family can't be around you. You fucking suffocate, you drown in your own fluids on a gurney in a hall, chances are. And then you don't even get a funeral because nobody can gather.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then did you hear about that family in New Jersey? 4 family members died.
Oh my God.
Started with the mother and then some siblings, and now it's at least 4, and then everybody else, they're like, they couldn't even have funerals for their family members.
Wow. Wow. Just staggering.
It's not making it easier to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
There's like a deadline, like there's a self-imposed like curfew at 5 p.m. here, and that's, I try to beat that home every day if I do go anywhere.
Do you have any grocery stores that deliver?
We do, but you know what? I'm more trusting of my handling of the packages and stuff and getting it like out of the grocery store and into the car and home and getting it than I am of them, their ability to grab things and, you know, not have people coming into work that feel like shit because they need the money.
Right.
It just, to me, I'd rather handle that.
Yeah, Ivan, you know, I'm, this is one of my weaknesses. About once a week, I would order from one of the food delivery services, one of the many, whatever they call it, Uber for food or, you know, whatever. Not the Uber one. I don't order from that one. I order from another one that's not paying me to advertise
Grubhub
for them. So,
or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, one of those. I'm not going to say which one. But I certainly haven't been doing that now because even though they're leaving it outside the door, I don't know who's preparing the food. I don't know if they're sick. I don't know if the people around them are sick. It's just like, no, I'll just make my own food that one night and deal with it. You know, it's like not a gigantic concern, but it's one of those things that is changing.
Well, this is the thing. The virus is sensitive to heat. And if people are following proper food preparation guidelines, then it should not be transmissible through prepared food. That said, we've been making all our food at home, too.
Yeah, well, good. That's a good way to go. Okay, that's it for the show today. After party coming up tomorrow on our Patreon page. Thank you to all of the brand new subscribers on our Patreon page. You know, we surpassed 1,000 subscribers this week.
Hey!
I'm so thrilled. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. So many people are signing on, and I hope we can at least give you something that'll be worthwhile, help you through all of this, and keep you sane. That's the one comment I get more than anything else, that the show keeps people sane. So I hope that continues because we're going to need all the sanity we can get. Meanwhile, David Ferguson's podcast is at patreon.com/TheTRexReport. Jody Hamilton can be heard on From the Bunker, from-the-bunker.com, also at sexyliberal.com. We will see you on the Postmortem Show on our Patreon page after this music is done playing. We just keep on talking. Subscribe for $5 a month at bobseskashow.com. You can keep on listening. And it's way better than everything you just heard.
I'm just joking, of course.
See you over there.
No pressure, Jody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay well.
I'm sure you've seen or heard about Plexiderm. Plexiderm is backed by clinical studies to visibly eliminate your wrinkles, crow's feet, and other telltale signs of aging in just a matter of minutes. And the best part is Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody's going to know that you're using it. What hooked me on Plexiderm was the 10-minute challenge. Trust me, I had my doubts about this product. Could it work? Is it going to take forever to actually happen on my face? Am I going to wait 6 months or something like that only to maybe kind of sort of see results? But no. In just a matter of minutes, I saw all the results that I was expecting, and it lasts for hours. Looking your best can help you make you more confident at work or for social events this spring after social distancing is over, of course. Go to triplexiderm.com, and see the before and after photos for yourself, and use my code VOICES for 50% off plus an extra $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code VOICES. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com today. Use the code VOICES at checkout. That's triplexiderm.com. You'll be glad you did.